When the verse وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ, when that verse was revealed, the meaning of which is, indeed your Lord is the one and only Lord. There is none worthy of worship besides Him, the most beneficent, the most merciful. When that verse was revealed, the mushrikeen, do you know what they said? إِن كَانَ هَكَذَا فَلْيَأْتِنَا بِآيَةٍ, if that is the case, if your Lord is one, then we want to see a sign. Send us a sign. So the next verse was revealed, verse number 164 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is literally saying, you are asking for one sign from us. We want to show you there are millions of signs if only you were bothered to look. If you want to prove Allah is one, there are millions of signs. Listen to the signs.
إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ.
Allahu Akbar. In fact, this verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, it ends in a different way.
إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِمَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ وَمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ مَاءٍ فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها وبث فيها من كل دابة وتصريف الرياح والسحاب المسخر.
الله أكبر. What a powerful verse. Let's make mention of what Allah is saying. He says, indeed in the creation of the skies and the earth, signs for those who have intellect, in the creation of the skies and the earth and the connection of the night and the day, and Allah makes mention of the ship that is moving on the sea, and Allah makes mention of the rain that comes from the heavens that causes the plants to grow, and the wind that moves the seeds as well as the clouds and so on. Subhanallah, Allah says, these are all signs for those who have sound intellect. You asking if Allah is one? If there was more than one God, there would have been chaos. But look at how uniform the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are. The movement of the day and night is so immaculate that today we can literally calculate exactly when the sun is going to rise and when it's going to set and so on. If there were other gods besides Allah, perhaps there would have been a dispute even once. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us.